Hello, and welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guys podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Severo, and today I will be talking about the age-old question that everybody is talking about. Who is the GOAT? LeBron James or Michael Jordan? Who do you think is better? Stay tuned. Please make sure to follow me on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Before I get into it, both of these players are legendary in their own right, and whoever I pick is based on stats, championships, other accolades, and more importantly, leadership. Both are legendary scorers, but both have totally different games. Let's start with LeBron James, first overall pick in the legendary 2003 NBA draft out of high school, nicknamed the Chosen One. James immediately took the NBA by storm and maintained it to this very day. In his first season, he averaged 20.9 points per game and became the first Cavalier player to win Rookie of the Year honors. Despite an 18-game improvement, the Cavs missed the playoffs. It wasn't until year two that LeBron took his game to the next level, as he made his first of many All-Star game appearances. On March 20th against the Toronto Raptors, he scored 56 points, setting a new Cavalier record for most points in a game. The Cavaliers once again failed to make the playoffs. In 2005, behind a 31.4 points per game season, the Cavs made the playoffs for the first time since 1998. In his postseason debut, he recorded a triple-double against the Wizards. The Cavs eventually went on to lose in the next round of playoffs to the Detroit Pistons. Next season, James' season average declined to 27.3 points per game, but the Cavs went on to win 50 games and won the Eastern Conference Championship for the first time in franchise history. Young LeBron was off to his first NBA Finals. The King will win his first championship, right? Wrong. James struggled in the finals, averaging 22.0 points per game on 35.6% shooting, and the Cavs were swept by the San Antonio Spurs. After 3 years of being eliminated in the postseason thanks to the Magic and the Celtics twice, a seismic change was about to happen. You see, LeBron had enough of playing with the scrubs he had in Cleveland, and he was a free agent. This news was so big that on July 8, 2012, he announced an ESPN special titled The Decision. He was going to the Miami Heat, along with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. In their first year together, the Heat made the NBA Finals, but were defeated by the Dallas Mavericks. Once again, LeBron struggled in the finals, averaging 17.8 points per game. He was 0-2 in the finals. Eventually, the Heat won back-to-back titles in 2011 to 2013. However, in his final season with the Heat, he made the finals again, but was eliminated by the Spurs again. James went back to Cleveland the following year when he teamed up with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. The team faced the Warriors, where once again LeBron fell short, losing the finals. In 2015-2016, however, something funny happened. The Cavs made it to the finals again and were down 3-1. They went on to come back to win the finals, becoming the first NBA team in history to come back for a 3-1 series deficit in the finals and delivering Cleveland's first professional sports title in 52 years. After another finals disappointment, having his finals record drop to 3-6, LeBron was a free agent again. He signed with the Lakers, where he eventually won another ring with the Los Angeles Lakers in 2020. Next up is Michael Jordan. The Bulls drafted Jordan with the third overall pick in the 1984 draft. Who was the first two players drafted before Jordan? Hakeem Olajuwon and Sam Bowie, which was the worst draft pick in the history of American sports. I bet the Blazers really regretted that decision. Jordan's rookie season was solid, as he averaged 28.2 points per game on 51.5% shooting. The Bulls finished 38-44 and made the playoffs, but were swept by the Milwaukee Bucks in 4 games. Despite missing 64 games with a broken foot, the Bulls made the playoffs with a record of 30-52, the 5th worst record of any team that qualified for the playoffs. Their reward? Facing the 1985-1986 Boston Celtics team that is considered to be one of the greatest NBA teams of all time. Despite being swept, Jordan made sure he left his mark. In Game 2 of that series, Jordan set the unbroken record for most points in a playoff game with 63. In the 1986-1987 season, Jordan took his game to a whole nother level, averaging a league-high 37.1 points per game on 48.2% shooting. He became the first player in NBA history to record 200 steals and 100 block shots in a season. Despite records being broken, Lakers point guard Magic Johnson won the MVP award. The Bulls finished with 40 wins, but were swept by the Celtics again. Jordan again had another strong season, 1987-1988, averaging 35.0 points per game on 53.5% shooting, and won his first of many NBA MVP awards. Bulls finished with a record of 50-32 and made it out for the first round of the playoffs for the first time in Jordan's career. Sadly, they were knocked out of the first round by the Bad Boys Detroit Pistons. This would be the end result for the Bulls, as they were eliminated in the playoffs by the Pistons for three consecutive years. In 1991, the three-peat started. Jordan won his second MVP award, averaging 31.5 points per game on 53.9% shooting. He also had help, as Scottie Pippen was developing to an all-star caliber player. The Bulls won 61 games and defeated the Knicks and Sixers in the playoffs. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals, where a familiar foe awaited, the Detroit Pistons. The Bulls swept the Pistons, and Jordan was off to his first finals appearance. The Bulls met the Los Angeles Lakers in the finals, where they eventually won the series, 4-1. Jordan won his first ring and won his first finals MVP, averaging 31.2 points per game on 56% shooting. More of the same happened in the 1991-1992 NBA season. Bulls won 67 games. Jordan won his second consecutive MVP award, averaging 30.1 points per game on his 52% shooting. After dispatching the Knicks in a grueling 7-game series and the Cavaliers, Jordan and the Bulls went off to the second straight NBA Finals and a date with the Portland Trail Blazers, where the Bulls won in 6 games. Jordan had his second consecutive ring and finals MVP, averaging 35.8 points per game and shooting 53% from the floor. The 1992-1993 season was business as usual. Jordan averaged 32.6 points per game, but did not win the MVP award. Instead, it went to Phoenix Suns player Charles Barkley. Ironically enough, both players met up in the NBA Finals. The Bulls won their third straight championship, thanks in part to John Paxson's game-winning shot and Horace Grant's last-second block shot. Jordan averaged 41.0 points per game, still a record for NBA Finals, and won his third straight NBA Finals MVP. After a brief retirement and playing minor league baseball, Jordan returned to the court in 1995 and led the Bulls to a 72-10 regular season record, a mark broken 2 decades later by the 2015-2016 Golden State Warriors. After dispatching the Heat, Knicks, and Magic, the Bulls defeated the Seattle Supersonics 4-2 to capture the first of the second three-peat. In that season, Jordan won the All-Star Game MVP, regular season MVP, and the NBA Finals MVP. 1996-1997 was more of the same, except Jordan was beaten out by Karl Malone of the Utah Jazz for MVP. Both met up in the NBA Finals, and well, it was a brawl. This series against the Jazz had two signature moments, as Jordan won Game 1 with a buzzer-beating jump shot. However, it is the second signature moment that is known in every NBA fans. In Game 5, also known as the Flu Game, Jordan was feeling feverishly and dehydrated, scored 38 points, including the game-decisive three-pointer. Depending on who you ask, Jordan actually ate really bad pizza the night before, aka food poisoning, while others said that it was just the flu. The Bulls won the series in 6 games, and Jordan received his 5th NBA Finals MVP award. The 1997-98 season was the last season the Bulls were going to be together. Head coach Phil Jackson expressed interest in leaving the Bulls. Jordan was considered retirement, and the rest of the supporting players were unsure on where they will play next. Despite all that, the Bulls won 62 games and went on to their third straight NBA Finals. They met the Utah Jazz again. In Game 6 of that Finals, Jordan dribbled to the right and then crossed over to his left over Byron Russell. Some say he pushed off while others said he didn't. Jordan and the Bulls win the sixth and final NBA title and their second three-peat in a decade. Jordan retired for a second time in 1999, where he unretired 2 years later. So, who is better, LeBron or Jordan? Let's take a look at the stats. Michael Jordan's career average: 31.1 points per game, 5.3 assists, 6-time NBA champion, 6-time NBA Finals MVP, 5-time NBA MVP, 10-time scoring champion, Hall of Famer. Played in the hardest basketball era. As for LeBron James, 27.1 points per game, 7.4 assists per game, 4-time NBA champion, 4-time NBA Finals MVP, 4-time NBA MVP, 1-time NBA scoring champion. Played in the softest era in the NBA. It's not that tough to decide, but I would have to take Michael Jordan. I'm not knocking on LeBron James. He's a phenomenal player, and we'll get him into the Hall someday, but Jordan played in an era where everyone hated each other. Every night, the opposing defense would want to kill him on the court. Jordan had that same killer mentality every time he played. That's why he succeeded every night. He played against Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, and Bill Laimbeer. According to Chuck Daly, former coach of the Bad Boy Pistons, he created something called Jordan Rules, which means Jordan was to be stopped by any means necessary. He also vowed that Jordan himself would never beat the Pistons. That turned out to be not true. As for LeBron, he might be the best player to come in the NBA since Jordan, and he has delivered. However, LeBron has played in the softest era in NBA history. Everyone loves each other and is too buddy-buddy. No defense is being played sometimes. Super teams in which he started, by the way, and really bad referee jobs. LeBron has played against the late Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden. All 11 Hall of Famers in their own right, but you cannot compare them to the opponent that Jordan has faced. Jordan is also more of a leader and commanded respect for his teammates over the years. LeBron has had done that, but not as much as Jordan. Final verdict, Jordan over LeBron. Well, folks, that's my time. Do you agree with my verdict? Let me know on my social media pages on Twitter, @Kenny_sports. Again, Twitter, @Kenny_sports. And on Instagram, @Kenny_thesportsguy. Again, @Kenny_thesportsguy. Thank you for listening. And until the next episode, see ya and stay safe and healthy.